The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Is there any connection between civil government and the belief that there is a Creator? America's founders thought so. On the wall of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., hang the words of Thomas Jefferson. Remember, Jefferson is the founder who wrote our Declaration of Independence, and therefore had to know why we had the right to declare our independence from England. Here is what his words say on the wall of his memorial. Quote, "God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed," he said, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever." Jefferson obviously connected our security with our belief in God as Creator. It was the plain belief of our founders that there was no such thing as enduring civil liberty unless we believed that we were created by God and thus had inherited the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why did they believe this? Well, first of all, they knew it was impossible for us to recognize our true worth and dignity outside of our association with our Creator. The fact that He is the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful being that He is demands our respect. He deserves respect. Anytime a force powerful enough to destroy us at will comes against us, we automatically stand in awe of that force. God is certainly able to do that. Jesus said, "Fear God who can cast both soul and body into hell." But His desire is not to destroy us, but rather to deliver us from what we became because of our rebellion against Him in the Garden of Eden, and to change us into a being who bears His image in this world. Jesus said, "I came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them." He wants to deliver us into what He originally planned for us to be. He wants us to look like Him, live like Him, and rule like Him in this world. He wants to share His name with us. If the greatest being in existence wants to make us part of His family, we ought to recognize what we're worth to Him. That is what gives us our sense of worth and dignity. Secondly, America's founders understood that only if we recognized others were also made in God's image could we ever have the respect for their person and property that would make civil law work. In other words, only if we believed a person was worthy of our respect would we respect him and what was his. Civil law cannot make a person good. It can deal only with actions of the body. It cannot see into the heart and identify motives. Thus, you can never have a police force large enough to protect God-given rights. In the long run, liberty for all can only be preserved when we want to respect another's rights of life and property. Plus, only if we have our Creator, Jesus Christ, living inside us can we possibly love others enough to respect their rights. It takes His love flowing through us. Those who deny that we have a sin principle at work in us until we're born into God's family cannot possibly bring into being the perfect world they claim to be working toward. Only when Christ returns to earth and is given His rightful place as ruler of this, His world, will we see the peace they so long for. So liberty is tied to our Creator. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ can bring us to true peace, inside and outside. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.